Daily Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network.
The reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Hebrews, chapter 3, verses 12 through 16. Brethren, take care lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart, leading you to fall away from the living God. But exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we share in Christ, if only we hold our first confidence firm to the end, while it is said, today, when you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts, as in the rebellion. Who were they that heard, and yet were rebellious? Was it not all those who left Egypt under the leadership of Moses? Today's Gospel is according to St. Mark, chapter 1, verses 35 through 44. At that time, Jesus rose and went out to a lonely place, and there he prayed. And Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and they found him and said to him, "Everyone is searching for you." And he said to them, "Let us go on to the next towns, that I may preach there also, for that is why I came out." And he went out throughout all Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and casting out demons. And a leper came to him, beseeching him, and kneeling, said to him, "If you will, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand and touched him, and said to him, "I will, be clean." And immediately the leprosy left him, and he was made clean. And he sternly charged him and sent him away at once, and said to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go, show yourself to a priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses commanded, for a proof to them." Today, March 3rd, we commemorate the holy martyrs Eutropius, Cleonicus, and Vasiliscus. The martyrs who were from Amasia were fellow soldiers and kinsmen of St. Theodore the Tyro. They were betrayed to the governor Asclepiodotus as Christians during the reign of Diocletian. After many torments, Eutropius and Cleonicus were crucified. Vasiliscus was not slain together with them, but was shut up in prison in the hope that with time he might change his mind and sacrifice to the idols. He was beheaded on May 22nd. See also the account on that day. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and Lives of the Saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's online chapel initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to Readings and Remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.